Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It is the 16th of May, 2013, here in Japan. It is still the 15th back in the United States, where today I'm joined on the line by Tammy Cannell, the founder and international coordinator of the March Against Monsanto at march-against-monsanto.com, which is a group that is coordinating a series of marches that are going to be taking place on May 25th, 2013, across the globe on six different continents in 36 countries, bringing together tens of thousands of activists to march against Monsanto and its corrupt practices. So it is very exciting to have you on the program today, Tammy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, James.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about this event, in fact, the organization itself, how this all came about, and what is motivating you to march against Monsanto?
Well, I was very inspired by my daughters because I feel like Monsanto and their product directly threatens the generation that I'm, you know, helping to raise. It threatens their longevity. It threatens their fertility. It threatens their chance at a healthy life. And I can't sit by idly and let a company monopolize our food supply and have that kind of ramifications on our future, not only for our children, but also for the environment.
Well, I can certainly relate to that. Tell us a little bit about how the idea for this event came together and how you've managed to start coordinating this.
You know, it was very organic. I think with the signing of the Monsanto Protection Act, which happened about 3 weeks after we had started the page, I think that people were so angry that, you know, we were basically violated by the elected officials that are in office to protect us. And I think that anger just really, you know, needed to be focused on something. And I think that's why the page grew so quick.
For those out there who don't know about the Monsanto Protection Act, why don't you tell them about that piece of legislation?
Well, in a nutshell, basically it bans any court from halting the sale of Monsanto's GMO seed. And just, you know, in case anybody ever, you know, scientifically proved in the United States, which probably won't happen, but if they found them to cause harm, Monsanto won't be held accountable. They've been basically granted judicial immunity, which to me in this country is unacceptable. Everyone needs to be held accountable for their actions.
They certainly do, and unfortunately, this isn't particularly surprising given the revolving door that takes place at the top of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and other regulatory agencies and Monsanto itself. Let's talk a little bit about Monsanto's background and some of the practices that it's involved in that make it worthy of being marched against.
Right. Monsanto has a long history of basically crimes against humanity dating back to the Vietnam War when they had developed Agent Orange. And I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with, you know, the horrors that spawned from that. They're also responsible for DDT, PCBs, the bovine growth hormone that's found in milk, aspartame, Roundup, which, you know, as we all know, is sprayed on the GMO crops that are being fed to us, which is kind of like a double whammy. So they have a long history of being pretty unkind to mankind.
Yes, that's a pretty good way of putting it. So let's talk about the rallies that are taking place right now. As I indicated, it's taking place on six continents, over 36 countries, tens of thousands of activists. Tell us a little bit about the scope of what's going to be taking place on May 25th.
Sure. It's actually 41 countries now. It's growing by the minute. Basically, we're just advocating a very peaceful protest. We're trying to raise public awareness because we think that is absolutely the key in stopping Monsanto. Once people are informed of what is basically, you know, their hard-earned money is being spent on to feed their children, I really think it's going to be a wake-up call when people realize that, you know, things like Kellogg's that have been found, you know, like Fruit Loops, have been found to be 100% genetically modified. And that's, you know, something that's marketed at children and not labeled, and that's just unacceptable. So we're hoping by raising public awareness we'll, you know, get enough people to stop supporting these companies that irresponsibly put out a product that they know will cause harm. And, I mean, ultimately, I'm going for a ban. There's over 60 countries in this world that have an outright ban against Monsanto and their GMO crop, and I don't understand why, you know, we don't here in the U.S.
Exactly right. Well, obviously, this is something that can rally people around around this banner for a day, and hopefully get tens of thousands of people across the world tuned into this, and hopefully many, many more will find out about this because of hopefully press coverage of the events. Although maybe we shouldn't hold our breath for much of the mainstream media to cover this. But let's talk about what you hope would unfold from this process. Obviously, this isn't something that's going to begin and end on May 25th. It's really only the start of a longer process. Tell us what you hope will come out of this movement.
Well, we're already supporting the Moms Across America march that's happening on July 4th in parades, Independence Day parades across the country. And I'm personally looking towards getting something started to get healthier food in our schools for our kids, because taxpayer dollar is basically paying for these, you know, poison-ridden meals for our children, and that's unacceptable. This is a generation that needs to be raised healthfully and responsibly, and that starts with a good nutrition program. And then March Against Monsanto is also looking forward to World Food Day on October 16th of this year to do something very similar to what's happening on May 25th, but we're hoping with more time we'll be able to organize even a more powerful, impactful event worldwide.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I think that there will be some momentum that can be gained, especially from the awareness that's raised on May 25th as well. So I certainly hope this is part of an unfolding process. I imagine that most of my listeners out there will already be familiar with Monsanto and its history and reasons why people should be angry about what it's doing as a corporation. But for those out there who are curious or are on the fence, where would you direct them for more information about Monsanto and some of the reasons that people should be participating in the march?
We have a lot of research links on our page that I think are very, you know, cut and dry, that point to why we're doing what we're doing and, you know, the atrocities that are being committed just based on research studies. Also, Jeffrey Smith is a wonderful pioneer in this movement, and he has written a wonderful book called Seeds of Deception that is very eye-opening to anybody kind of on the fence of wondering if it's truly something evil or not. And also Genetic Roulette was a picture that he had done, a film, and that is also something definitely worthy of watching.
Absolutely. Well, I will note for people who are interested in participating in one of the rallies, you can find a listing, an up-to-date listing of the events on the events tab of March Against Monsanto. So I will, of course, put the link to that in the show notes for this interview. And for people who are interested in helping to support this idea and this organization in other ways than simply attending a march, is there any way that they can help support what it is you're doing?
You know, we would really love the support of people who cannot attend marches, and they can do that simply by boycotting products that contain GMO. They can do that by contacting their local legislatures and letting them know that they should not renew the Monsanto Protection Act, which is actually set to expire on September 30th, and, you know, just demanding that our politicians do right by the people that have voted them into office. You know, inform your friends and family. A lot of my family personally really didn't know what a GMO was until I really started, you know, my own personal campaign to inform as many people as I knew. And I mean, basically just vote with your dollar. And if you're able to, please grow a garden. There's no better way to, you know, unchain the shackles that Monsanto has on us by becoming self-sustaining and growing our own food.
Well, I couldn't agree more. That's very much a part of my message to the audience, is that we all contribute to this either by either purchasing their products or refusing to purchase their products. So we can all contribute to the solution by detaching ourselves from the Monsanto grid that's being slotted into place in the industrial food complex. So I certainly hope that people will take that message to heart and find ways that they can start basically either creating their own food or at least sourcing it more locally and through people that they know. And I think that's all an important part of this process. So, Tammy, my hat's off to you for organizing this. I know that it can't be easy to coordinate an event of this size, and I imagine that the corporate propagandists at Monsanto are not exactly happy with what you're doing either. Can you tell us what type of response you've received so far from either the public or the press regarding this event?
You know, we have been having people leaving messages on the page trying to refute what we're doing, and we're just really confident in the message we're sending. We're not being slanderous. You know, we're not putting information out there that isn't false. Everything on our page is very well researched, and looked into. We don't just, you know, fly by the seat of our pants and just put whatever on the page. It's all proven and it's factual. And, you know, I can stand by that with my integrity, knowing that I'm not putting a false message out there.
Excellent. Well, once again, Tammy, I do appreciate you for participating in this and for coordinating this. I think it's an important idea. I certainly hope people will take a look at it. It's, once again, march-against-monsanto.com. And again, I will link to that in the show notes for the interview. So, Tammy Cannell, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it.